Yeah, let's snatch that thing up. Go ahead.
Chris.
Remember with Brandy?
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Not much. How you doing, honey?
I'm quite all right, dear.
Good, good, good.
I came up with a suggestion for you. Ralph's my husband.
Uh-huh.
Remember I suggested the motorcycle lawman for you?
Yeah.
Got another one for you. Maybe you can make some kind of story up out of this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Rob suggested a computerized lawman.
A computerized lawman?
Yeah, you got your robot.
You mean have a lawman actually be computerized?
Well, either that or have him have a computer in his car that takes over or something.
No, wait, I like it, I like it.
Do you really?
Yeah, let's do it, by all means. Come on now! Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, the day comes that you finally dreaded. They've finally figured out a way to get robots to do the work of policemen. They've taken years and they've programmed intricate computers in the brains of these life-size robots. And you've got the first test unit. You're out on the street. You stop a car for speeding. And you say, okay, do your thing. And the robot says,
all right, cover me. I'll take care of this.
You watch in shocked amazement as the robot goes up to the window of the car and says,
good afternoon, sir. Could I have your driver's license, please? My name is Officer Klingnot. I clocked you at 67.1 miles per hour in a 55 mile an hour zone. I shall have to cite you for speeding. Please, sir, do not make fun of me. If you refuse to give me your driver's license, I will rip the door off your car. If you refuse further, I will rip the face off your head. Is that quite clear, you maggot?
Well, you're starting to get nervous. I mean, my God, this thing does everything you can do. Plus, the thing is built like a tank. I mean, he doesn't have to have a little invest program because he's made out of solid steel. If a maggot shoots at him, he fires back with phasers and disintegrates him. Plus, his whole body is bulletproof. His whole body. I mean, if you would open up with an Uzi.
Oh, thank you. That felt so good. I had a little itch right near my sensory perceptors. Would you scratch it again? Oh, that was delicious. Now it's my turn, you maggot.
Well, you're really nervous. You figure, oh, God, I'm going to be phased out at any time. But like all machines, something goes wrong. They don't count on the intense heat inside the police car. It starts running around, blowing up everything in sight.
My name is Klingnot. I'm going crazy. My name is Klingnot. I'm going crazy. My name is Klingnot. I'm going crazy.
Finally, you throw a Xerox machine in its path.
Oh, boy, a Xerox machine.
Well, I don't know. It had possibilities, didn't it? You get the idea anyway. You know, the thing goes nuts. You push a Xerox machine in there. It runs up to the Xerox machine and says,
hummable, 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 hummable.
Book 'em, I don't know. Well, anyway, the computer age one day will come to the lawman field.
How did I do playing the robot?
Well, not bad, but you didn't time it out right. You should have ended it a little sooner. See, the way I like to do them is I end it, you know, and then I say, book 'em, and then the music goes, da-da-da-dum. You ran a little too long.
Picky-picky, it's the first lawman I've ever done, and right away, Pucker's face is on my case about it.
Well, I'm not on your case about it. I'm just giving you constructive criticism.
Admit it, Pucker's face, you're jealous. You're jealous because I could phase you out. If they could do computerized lawman, they could do computerized boss jocks. Remember that.
Let me tell you something, buddy. Let me tell you something, buddy. You ain't gonna be able to phase me out until they come up with a way to do computerized manly hydraulics.